The countdown is on for next week's total solar eclipse. The rare event is expected to generate record-breaking travel and spending, with millions hitting the roads to secure the best views. To get clued in on everything we need to know before we go, we are turning to the press secretary for the Ohio Department of Transportation, Matt Bruning. Hey, Matt.
Kayla, it's great to be with you again. How are you?
I'm so pumped you're here. I mean, full disclosure for listeners, we used to work together during my ODOT days, oh my gosh, years ago. And Matt, the other night, I am watching the nightly news, okay? I'm talking ABC News. This is your mainstream media here. I'm watching. And all of a sudden, boom, your face pops up. There you are, making national news, talking about preparations for the solar eclipse. And I'm like, hey, I know that guy. I should have him on my show talking about preparations. So here we are. Talk to me, Matt. 31 million Americans across 13 states are in the path of totality. What's the excitement level right now like in Ohio?
Well, it's a wide range in Ohio. We are looking at anywhere from just over 100,000 additional visitors to well over a half million. It's going to depend, I think, a lot on the weather. If it is a cloudy day, we expect people will probably try to go elsewhere to view the eclipse. But if it's a sunny, beautiful day in Ohio, we expect a lot of people will make the trip to the Buckeye State, the heart of it all, and check it out here.
Yeah, you know what? We're hearing the same thing from NDOT right here in our neck of the woods. They're saying it could be, you know, 100,000 to 200,000 visitors, or it could be several hundred thousand. A lot of it, like you just said, Matt, really dependent on the weather. So bottom line, whether we're in Indiana or Ohio, should we be expecting several delays?
I think so. I mean, you think about, you know, any name a big event, right? The Super Bowl in Indianapolis a few years ago. The 2016 RNC in Cleveland is something that we talk about here in Ohio. You know, but those were events that are localized to a city or one relatively small concentrated area. And this is something that's going to affect literally dozens and dozens of counties, tens of thousands of square miles through each of our states. And it's something everyone's going to go out to see and at the same time want to leave from when it's over. And that, I think, is unprecedented. There's really no way to have a comparison other than another solar eclipse. So that's something we've been doing in Ohio, and I'm sure Indiana's been doing as well, is talking to other states that experienced the 2017 solar eclipse to try to learn some lessons from what they saw.
Well, that's a great point, learning some lessons from previous eclipses. Are there any infrastructure concerns, perhaps, maybe that we have learned from years past, you know, in terms of some more of these, you know, secondary roads, seeing all this extra added traffic?
Yeah, I mean, you look at these roads, these are roads that typically see a couple hundred vehicles a day. You know, we're going to probably see a couple thousand, if not a couple 10,000, potentially, vehicles in a day. So they will be overwhelmed with a lot of extra traffic. There's no way you can build or anticipate or plan for that necessarily. But what we can do is, for example, one of the things we heard from other states was that the traffic was really bad after the eclipse, because think of it like a fireworks show, right? Everybody trickles in, grand finale goes off, everybody wants to go home at the same time. Same thing's going to happen here. And that's when the big delays are going to happen. Well, we were told there were people that did not plan ahead, didn't fill up their gas tanks. They were running out of gas. And then they're blocking traffic, and it makes it take longer. So one of the things that we are going to do is have some extra gas on hand. Hopefully not need it, but if we need to give you a splash of gas to get out of the way, we'll be equipped to do that to help traffic move a little quicker. So those are just some of the things we've learned from other states as we've been going through this process.
Wow. Okay, people, make sure your gas tanks are full ahead of Monday's solar eclipse. As you just said it, Matt, we're going to want to brace for increased traffic before, during, and after the eclipse. What is your best advice for travelers? If they are on the road and this thing's coming in, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, should they pull over? Should they find an actual exit and park or park in a parking lot? I mean, what's your best advice for travelers who will be on the road as this solar eclipse is happening?
Yeah, that's the big thing is plan ahead, right? So don't park on the side of the highway. That's going to create a safety issue for you. It's going to create a safety issue for first responders and other motorists, to be honest. So we really need people to, have a plan for where they're going to be. If you're just simply driving and you're just planning to drive through, I'd still find a place to park, because you're going to have the people who aren't going to heed that advice, that are going to be doing stupid things like driving around with their solar eclipse glasses on, looking at the sky,
yeah,
things we tell them not to do. There will be someone who will ultimately do that, I'm sure.
Of course.
And you don't want to be around those folks. So.
Well, Bruning, it won't be me because of your great advice this morning. I knew you'd be the man for the job. Thanks for joining us. I hope everything goes smoothly over there in Ohio.
Absolutely. Same to you in the Hoosier State.
I love it. That is Press Secretary for the Ohio Department of Transportation, Matt Bruning, joining us here on WoWo. Well, according to experts, Indianapolis actually does rest in the solar eclipse path of totality, okay? It is expected to be visible over Indy right around 3:06 p.m. So for those of you headed there on Monday, that's when it's likely happening, so you can plan ahead. Here in our neck of the woods in Fort Wayne, we are not technically in the path of totality. We are considered to be in what's called a deep partial path. We're talking 99.72%, so pretty darn close to totality, right around 3:10 p.m. here in the Summit City. So again, best advice I think we just heard there from Matt Bruning, plan ahead. Don't be one of those people who need a splash of gas to get out of someone's way on your drive home.
Podcasts by Federated Media.